Hey guys, so I wanted to do a reading on Prince Harry because I know he's been in Africa now for a while and everybody's wondering what's up with that. So I did a quick spread to see if he was still in Africa, and my cards told me that he was not. I asked if he was back in the UK, and the cards gave me a yes response as well as a card of traveling. So at the time that I did the reading, he could have been traveling on his way back to the UK, or he recently just got back, but that was the second, third, okay, December 3rd when I did the reading. So, anyway, so now that he was back in the UK, I asked my cards if he was happy to be back in the UK. And two cards fell out while I was shuffling, and it was the Queen of Swords coupled with the Ten of Wands. So the Queen of Swords is Meghan's court card, and the Ten of Wands is a heavy burden or a heavy responsibility. You're taking on too much. It's heavy, it's stressful. It's not fun. It's the card I see for duty a lot. Whenever I do readings for the royals, I usually more or less get the Ten of Wands somewhere in their spread because we're talking about their public office, their duties and responsibilities, and it weighs very heavily on them. But yeah, oh, there it is. Burden, hard work, stress, achievement. So the fact, I laugh when those two cards fell out. I couldn't believe it. I was like, you just got back from a long trip and you finally get to see your wife who's pregnant with your unborn child. And the first thing, the card that shows me is it's a heavy responsibility. It's a burden. It's a stress. I was like, oh my God. Clearly more spreads will be needed, but I just thought that was very interesting. Would fall. Okay. So the spread I have before me is Prince Harry happy to be back in the UK. So the first card that came out was the Five of Swords, and it's clarified with the Magician. So what this tells me is Harry is being the magician, he's manifesting things, he's making things happen, he's bringing his desires into the world. He has all the tools he needs to make things happen. He just needs to get up off his butt and do it. And the Five of Swords is basically being kind of like a sore winner. You could be stabbing people in the back, betraying them, sort of betrayal. And to see it with the magician, basically the vibe I got off of it is Harry's moving forward with his future. He's moving out of the palace, he's moving to Frogmore, he's starting a family, he's really making this relationship with Meghan move forward, even if it is against the family and what they would hope for him. I swear, sometimes he sticks with this relationship out of sheer spite for his family who told him not to do this, and he's like, I'm going to prove you all wrong. That's the vibe I always get from the cards since, they were dating and getting engaged and everything. But yeah, so it's like there's this betrayal and he's moving forward with his future. The next card was the Knight of Wands. This is a card I get for Meghan a lot because she has she's a Leo, she's a fire sign. Whenever she's feeling very passionate, enthusiastic, very firebrand, charge, 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 just charge ahead. You're very courageous and brave, sometimes a little bit reckless because you just want to charge straight into the fold. The clarifiers too came out, the Eight of Swords and the Nine of Swords. So what this shows me is Meghan is feeling very trapped at the moment and very stressed. and it could have something to do with Harry's plans to move forward, even if we're going to betray others to do it. So it's very interesting. It feels like Harry's the one pushing forward with Frogmore, with getting out of the palace, with pushing the whole agenda forward, and Meghan's feeling very trapped and very stressful. They're definitely not on the same page, I can tell you that much. The reason they're probably wanting, or at least Harry anyway, with the magician card, that is one of his birth cards, probably wanting to move forward and move out of the palace. In the sky, the cards above, we have the lovers, and it was clarified with the nine of wands. So this shows me that they feel like they're being attacked. The lovers, the pair of them. And then you have the nine of wands. This is the card of perseverance and courage and test of faith and resilience. You know, it's about being battle ready. Or being battle scarred, you know, depending on what it's around. But that's the vibe I'm getting, is that they feel like they've been attacked over and over and over again. And they're just very battle weary and battle scarred, but they've got their fences up, you know. I think that's why they want to move more than anything else. They just feel like they're constantly being attacked, and Meghan's feeling trapped and stressed, like she's in some sort of fishbowl. Below, at the root of the reading, was the Three of Wands. So this is the card of, also a card of travel, which is why I said, you know, at the time I did the reading, he might be in the midst of traveling right now, which would explain why it's there. It also is a card of initial fulfillment. You know, you've made some plans and things are finally starting to happen. You know, you've gone from a theoretical idea stage to actual putting ideas down on paper. Things are finally starting to happen. So this could be the move as well. We have three ships in the harbor here, which is why it's a card of travel. There's water, there's ships. It's very card of travel. It also, the guy has his back turned to you, to the reader, as you're looking at the card. He has back turned. And I don't know why, but there's something about it that keeps drawing my eye in. And I feel like Harry is turning his back on his partnership with his brother, which is echoed in the lover's card, because it's not only a relationship card between a man and a woman, it can also be a card of partnership. And he has a very, very close, loving relationship with his brother. And, you know, right below it is the Three of Wands with the person with their back turned. So it's like he's turning his back on his brother. You know, he wants to move forward, even if he has to, you know, step on a bunch of toes to make it happen. He wants to make this happen. In the past, we have the Four of Wands, which is a card of celebration, harmony, happiness, joy. Can be marriage, community, coming together, that sort of thing. And I was curious what this meant, because it was such a happy card. And I was like, I wonder what this is about, especially since it's in the recent past position. And so the clarifiers were the Emperor, which is the card of the father, the King of Swords, which is a court card I get for William a lot, the Knight of Pentacles, which is a court card I get for Harry a lot, and then the Two of Wands, which is also a card of travel, because the guy is holding the globe of the earth in his hands here. So what this tells me is that Harry's recent trip to Africa was a very, very happy trip for him, and it made his brother happy, and it also made his father happy that he was able to go on this journey to try and, I wouldn't say so much find himself again, but to try and grow a little bit as well, to just have a moment to breathe and take it all in and grow and be bigger, be better, come back with a better attitude. And It's reflected in the near future here with the Fool and the Sun. These are some of the best cards that you can actually get. So it shows that this trip was a very, very positive one. I mean, Harry's got a new spring in his step here with the Fool, you know. This is a card of a new beginning, starting over, a new journey, taking a leap of faith. It's a card of spontaneity, but it's a very joyful, youthful kind of card. Lots and lots of yellow, which is a card of, you know, the color of warmth and joy and happiness. And then it was clarified with the Sun card, which is the best card in the deck. It's vibrancy, happiness, joy, warmth, just everything, just sunshine and positivity. So this trip has made him very, very happy. He has a new spring in his step. I'd say he probably even has a new purpose or a new agenda that he's going to be doing, because at the bottom of my Celtic spread here, we have the Knight of Swords paired with the Ace of Wands. So the Ace of Wands is about raw power. Not so much emotions. It's more a card of energy and drive. It's like having that sudden spark of, I wouldn't say intuition, but just that sudden spark to just get up and do something, and just, you know, like the days where you wake up and you're like, you know what? I want to go to the gym and I'm going to run a mile, because like I have so much pent up energy. Like I'm going to run my little heart out. Next thing you know, you ran 2 miles and you're like, yeah, I feel jacked, man. Like I'm so excited. Like that's your Ace of Wands. It's a enthusiastic, excited, raw energy. You're just, you got to get up and move. You can't just sit. You got to take action, and you got to take action immediately. And the fact that it's paired with the Knight of Swords, I mean, this guy's on a steed that's charging into battle. He's got his swords drawn. He's ready to go. So whatever Harry has in store, needless to say, he's going to be jumping the guns here. He's going to be coming out, you know, full swinging away, blazing saddles, that sort of thing. Like he's got a lot of raw power behind him right now. It's also a card of victory. So whatever he's going to be doing coming up, he's going to have a lot of good vibes coming from, a lot of energy, a lot of passion, a lot of enthusiasm and victory. So he's going to be successful in what he's got coming here. In the home environment line, we had the Seven of Swords. So this is the card of the thief, the sneaky thief. You guys heard me probably in the last message where I talked about the sneaky thief and how they sneak into camp and they steal everybody's swords when their backs are turned, and then they sneak back out. So it's a very stealthy card. Plan, strategy, that sort of thing, because he's tiptoeing around. He doesn't want to alert anybody to his sneaky little plans. So in his home environment, there's sneaky plans going on, or somebody's being very shady. And the next card to come out was the Eight of Cups. So I was trying to figure out what this meant, because it didn't make a lot of sense to me. I had to draw more clarifiers. So we've got a sneaky, stealthy thief in our midst. We've got the Eight of Cups, which is kind of disappointment in something that you once loved, but your heart's just not in it anymore. So you walk away. You just leave it all behind you, because you've got all these eight cups and they're all stacked up nice and neat. So it's like almost like whenever you leave a job, like a job that you've had for a very long time, and you know, you're not exactly rushing out the door to leave the job, but you're like, all right, we're done. It's time to leave. I'm going to clean up my office, clean up my desk, make it look pretty, and just kind of walk out the door and just be like, okay, we're moving on to the next thing. It's it's walking away from something, kind of like in a little bit of a disappointment withdrawal, because it's the person here is alone and it's very solo. It's at night, the sky is dark, and you don't exactly see where they're going. You can't see the path in front of them. And then the next card was the Three of Pentacles. So this is the card of teamwork, collaboration, working together. I usually would see this card whenever I would do spreads about Will, Kate, and Harry, because they were always, like the royal trio, the royal threesome. And so I think that's what all these cards are basically telling me. We've got the Wheel of Fortune here, along with the World, as well as the Hangman. So when I look at all these cards, I see there's sneaky, stealthy plans going on, probably a little shady, probably going on behind somebody's back. And it's about plans that have to deal with walking away from something, most likely the three, the royal trio. So walking away from Will and Kate and the partnership that they had. And he might be keeping these plans in the dark just based off of the Eight of Cups and the Seven of Swords. We've got the Wheel of Fortune, which tells me it's a thing about timing. It's the right time to be walking away, to be breaking up this partnership, because we have the World here as well, which is about bringing something full circle, bringing it to a completion. But it's not like the Death card where you have a complete stop and then a brand new start. The World is a very flowy card of completion. Something comes to an end and something new begins, and it goes around in this loop of eternity. And it just keeps going full circle, around and around, sort of thing. So the trio partnership is coming to an end. The partnership of the Duke of the Cambridges and the Sussex are coming to an end. That's We're all breaking that up, and we're all going to go our separate ways here. And it's meant to be that way. We have the Wheel of Fortune and we have the World. It's meant to come to a completion, that these two brothers have constantly been together, and to break it up and go their separate ways. And we have the Hangman here. Normally a card of delays. Also a card of taking a different perspective, because our little guy here is hanging upside down, and he has the globe of light around his head, like a halo, and it's supposed to mean enlightenment and wisdom and gaining a new perspective, because you've changed. You've gone from standing upright to being upside down, and you've changed your perspective on the world and how you see things. I see it as both ways. Because they're breaking it up and they're going their separate ways, Harry's gonna have this new perspective now of, probably how much his brother did for him, and also what it's like to be your own royal, not attached to anybody else. He's not, going on engagements with his dad. He's no longer going on engagements with his brother and his sister-in-law. It's just going to be, him or him and his wife. So he's going to have this new perspective. But I also think that's going to be delayed. I think they said it was going to be happening in the spring, this breakup, but I think it's going to be a very slow process, a delay to it, as you would. Okay, moving up with the next card. So this is the hopes and fears line. It was the Devil. This is about all that bad stuff in life, the bad juju stuff, obsessions, delusions, materialism, greed, your seven deadly sins. And it's about doing it to yourself as well. The materialism, alcoholism, any kind of ism you can think of. There's also your lovers are inversed here, where they were once in the Garden of Eden, you know, being blessed by the angel and being super, super happy. Here the devil is over them and has enslaved them with chains, you know. Not exactly a very positive card, to say the least. For this one, I would say it's about illusions and delusions and kind of being in the dark, the blackness of this card. You can't see your surroundings. You can't see what's in front of you because all you see are these illusions. The clarifier cards, we have the Eight of Wands. This is a card of swift movement as well as travel. We have the Moon here, also a card of illusions and delusions. It's a card of duality as well. You've got the Sun and the Moon. You've got the two pillars opposite of each other. You've got a dog and a wolf, which represent the domestic side of life, and then your wild instincts. You've got water down below, which is supposed to represent your subconsciousness and as well as illusions. So next one is Three of Cups, normally a card of friendship and celebration and partying and having fun and basically hanging out with your friends. But when you combine it with the Moon and the Devil, those are not your friends. It's an illusion. Basically, the card should basically be reversed. And when it's reversed, it means a group of people who are gossiping about you and probably backstabbing you and the naysayers. When it's coupled with illusion cards like that, it means these friends are not your friends. They are illusions. Switch from there. Hard to say what that means without drawing another clarifier, which I think I'm going to do because I'm very confused why the Eight of Wands is here. All the other cards made sense, but that Eight of Wands doesn't. All right, clarify the Eight of Wands. Let's see if we can get some more answers here. Clarify the Eight of Wands. Ooh, shoot. Three of Swords. Heartbreak, disappointment, sorrow, grief. Literally being stabbed in the heart. Okay. And this is in the hopes and fears line. So, yeah. Somebody is pretending to be a friend and they're really stabbing them in the back and it's an illusion. Oh, I wonder if the arrows are the media and the scandals and the articles and the storm, this media storm of gossip all about them with the Three of Cups. Oh, I bet that's what this is. Yeah. I'm going to go with that's what this is. This is all the media articles and the press and just all the gossip that's coming out about them. Yeah. They have a mole in their friend circle. I wouldn't say this is somebody at the workplace as much as I would say this is somebody they think is a friend and they're not a friend. It's an illusion and they're breaking their hearts. All right. So final outcome card is Harry happy to be back in the UK was the Page of Cups. So this is page cards represent children. I assumed that this was about the kid because the clarifiers are the Queen of Wands, which is Megan's court card because she's a fire sign. She's a Leo. And then we have the Two of Pentacles. So this is about, you know, 50-50, kind of back and forth. You know, you're trying to juggle things around and it pretty much makes sense for the two cards at the very beginning. You know, when I was asking, is he happy to be back in the UK? And the Queen of Swords with the heavy burden card, the Ten of Wands fell out. Well, here she is, echoed at the very end. Megan with the baby. And we've got the Two of Pentacles. The guy, you know, he's going back and forth here, hand to hand. So, I don't want to say this is about the pregnancy and that the pregnancy is kind of on the fence and it could go this way, it could go that way, as much as I think it's them trying to balance baby on the way. Because I have a couple of friends who are currently pregnant with a baby on the way, and they're all telling me, you know, we got to get the nursery ready, we've got to make a baby registry, we got to do the baby shower, we got to do this, we got to do that, and it's trying to balance all these things, and you're like, every month it just keeps ticking by, and you realize, oh my God, we've got 3 months left, and we still haven't even put together a nursery, like, what are we going to do? We're like the worst parents in the world. That sort of thing. I think it's that juggling act, that balancing act of getting ready for baby. So, all in all, I'd say Harry is happy to be back in the UK. He's getting ready to move forward with his life, coming out with his own establishment and his own house and his own thoughts and ideas and programs that he wants to do and really moving forward. Top of the deck was Temperance, so this is about moving forward slowly. And bottom of the deck was the Eight of Pentacles, which is the card of hard work. So yeah, he's, you know, he's getting ready to put a lot of hard work in, probably with the patronages and stuff like that and the charities. And it's going to be slow. Slow and steady with the work. But Wheel of Fortune in the world tells me that this is meant to be. This is the right time. We've got the Fool and the Sun here. We've got an Ace of Wands. So yeah, but besides the hopes and fears line where we've got the Devil and a friend being an illusion and stabbing them in the back, I'd say, you know, it's not so bad looking. So hope you guys like that. You know, leave some comments. I love reading the comments. All right, take care.